I was going to say, if we're going to talk about saving lives, I feel like there is one animal surgeon general's warning I'd like to share with everybody who listens to this podcast. But nobody told me when I bought my first vibrator that they are delicious to and smell amazing to dogs. And if you have like followed anything about me, one of the things you'll probably learn is that my dog Royer is like the love of my life. And
next to Lucas.
I'd say second to.
Maybe. Or maybe it's high. Okay. Maybe.
I mean, Rory's been around 9 years.
So and Lucas has got a little catch up.
I feel like Lucas gets it. But no, I love them both for just really different reasons and in different ways. But Royer, so you know, sometimes I use it by myself. Sometimes my partner and I use it together. And there was this time where we were just running out the door, but we just, you know, wanted to connect before we had to run to this thing. And so I must have just set it on my bedside table, but I thought I'd like thrown it in the drawer. And we're coming home later that night and Lucas steps on something. He goes, what is this? He's like, is this a bone? And he holds it up and we turn the light on and it's white and there's like a battery inside of it and it's like really gnawed. And I was like, and then it goes
like the most death,
the most pitiful vibration you can imagine of all time. It's like a but like a vibrator version of that. And I was like, oh no. I was like, Royer ate the vibrator. And the reason like it matters that it was white, my vibrator was purple. And all the purple was gone.
Oh no.
And then I like start looking down on the ground and there's like little bits of purple silicone just kind of strung across the floor of the bedroom. And I was like, oh no. Oh no. So I Google it. And apparently 25% of pet ER visits are dildo or vibrator related animal digestion.
That's
an extremely high number.
True.
No, 25% ER visits are for animals.
But
that
would make so much
sex
sense
toys.
Because they're going after the scent of
yes,
their master.
The fluids, but also
yes,
the silicone itself apparently is amazing. And then you add a fluid and
add
it's
a fluid,
like,
body fluid.
Get out, get out of here. You know what I mean? And so like, I just wish that somebody would have told me about this. I feel like we probably have a lot of animal lovers out there, you know? And so like,
Season 3, episode 0.
Yeah, exactly.
Royer ate the vibrator.
Yeah, exactly. My dog ate my vibrator for real. So I call the ER and I'm like slightly panicked because he is one of the loves of my life. And I'm like, my dog hit my vibrator. And she's like, yeah. Okay. How big is the dog? Like zero hesitation.
Yeah. We get that a lot.
How big is the
vibrator? I thought too.
I'm like 96 pounds. That's a big vibrator. Can barely hold on to it. It's a rocket. Actually, it's a rocket. It takes
there
me into space.
There is a real rocket.
those mechanical bulls. Right?
Exactly. But it's purple and it's silicone. Sometimes I can fit it in my drawer. But so she's like, how big is the dog? And I tell her. And then she was like, well, just keep an eye on him, you know, if he starts, you know, vomiting or doing any of these things. Well, he proceeded for the next 2 days to vomit
purple.
Well, no,
purple.
He vomited purple silicone. Uh-huh. So I would just like, he would wake up at like 4 a.m. and be like, whoa, and I'm like, oh no, is he dying? And I throw the lights on and I just watch him throw up. And then it's just bits of purple silicone. Uh-huh. And it lasted for 2 days. He's okay, guys. He made it through. But really, you should wash your products. Turns out like immediately. And then store them in a cool, dry place where an animal cannot get it. And I really do wish somebody would have told me. So I feel like it's important to let everybody know.
Can I also say the other thing, too, that you need to be careful of if you have a vibrator and it's not used like on a regular basis, you need to disconnect the batteries from it because the batteries can actually corrode from a little bit of moisture that gets in them. So you want to make sure that you store your vibrator in a way that it doesn't keep contained liquid moisture. Like if you're going to wash it off, you want to wash it off and separate it if it's battery operated.
Yeah.
Now so many of them
waterproof
are rechargeable. And so that's fine. And that's totally fine. But you want to rinse them off.
Yeah.
And then you want to wipe them clean so that they dry.
Yeah.
And you want to leave them in a place where they can air dry without dogs getting to them.
I literally learned it the hard way. And
I
yeah,
know, but
I
I'm
mean
just saying
both
they
ways
really do need it. So yeah. Anyway.
God, so welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
We're in it.
Your dreams are mine to get out.
That's such a good song.
So do we get Roy Wright the Vibrator jingle this season?
Oh, I probably should. Please. I just like the...
Yes.
It was such a sad...
It might be more of a...
That's a kick drum.
The little engine that could, you know, it was like, he was like, I'm trying. I'm like, I can't touch anything to that anymore. So
you've served your time, little fella.
I will say I really did grieve the loss of that vibrator because it was like, it was old purple. It was the first one that I got, you know, ever. And it really, it took me some places.
Who did someone give it to you or did you just get it?
It was like a suggestion from a friend. She's like, this is a good brand. And so then I got the updated model, but I still sort of grieve, you know, good old purple.
I was hoping you'd be like, no, it was there when I bought my house. Someone had left it. And
it was there.
I know. But the sad thing is right after it happened, I knew he was going to be okay. I was like, that's going to be great for the podcast.
Yes. Material.
Think about how many people that'll help.
Fun Park!